I got evidence, everybody. I got some video girl out there playing shooting basketball with the children.
And there he was. I say, amazing. At the time, giving back the basketball, girl. But it was really wonderful, a wonderful experience. And for them to drive all the way up from Georgia, I mean, that just spoke volumes. It really did. And we were really, really impressed, you know, with having the path bus.
Right.
Bus there,
thank you.
You know, and the children were excited too. Thank you.
Thank you, people. In the 10 minutes that we got for this segment, I'm going to ask everybody's answers to, you know, be as concise as you can, because I want to get through all our great guests. So, Cynthia, tell the people listening, why are Pittsburgh voters critical to this upcoming election? Cynthia? Okay.
Sorry, I'm muted.
On mute. Okay.
We are certainly critical to this upcoming election, certainly because Pennsylvania is a swing state. But more importantly, we just need our people to be registered to vote so they can
Hold on, Cynthia, just 1 minute. Again, everybody, please mute your phones if you're not talking. You're still getting that horrible static. Please mute your phones. Cynthia, go ahead. They're not muted. But go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. We just want everyone to know that we are a critical state, so it means that we need to have as many registered voters as we possibly can, as was demonstrated Saturday during our voter registration segment, which allowed the League of Women Voters to register people. So we were very pleased about that. But this is most critical.
Yes.
Because we need each and every person that can be registered who isn't to be registered and vote your choice November 5th. Thank you.
All right, now, and Yvonne, you and I have been working for years on our, you know, John Lewis, you know, voter case with the big, beautiful bus. You've traveled all the way to D.C. for some of our events. You've been a force in Pittsburgh, just constantly bringing out the vote. Tell people, you know, why did you organize? Why did you help organize as part of VIP this October 5th I'll Rise and Vote concert? Concert, folks, we had artists out there playing music. The music was drawing people from all over. Tell people why we did not only the Votercade, but why did we do a concert? Yvonne? You got to come off mute.
Hello. Hello.
There you go.
Hello. It wasn't me. It was we, and I always say team. Mr. Tim Stevens, Mr. Lorraine, Judith Clack, Cynthia English, Sebastian, Lacey. We are a team here, and we know how important, and Dr. Judith Moore, it is vital that we get out here and get the information and make it family-driven. Information, because what affects one affects us all, and our families are at stake. Our housing, our home, our medical, our choice, our freedom. And this is so vital. And like Mr. Tim always say, we are voting each and every election. I believe that we come together and we're stronger. From me personal, to be on this path with boots on the ground is because of my grandchildren and my children's children, but quickly
Amen.
my great grandmother, I was 10 years old, and I'll never forget. I went with her to vote, and they told her she couldn't vote. They used the N-word because she could not write. But I looked up at her and said to her, I will be the change. And she said to me, I won't be here, but you'll be my eyes. That's why I'm so dedicated to getting out here and making sure that everyone has a right to vote. We give them the facts. We don't give them fiction. And you know what? The sad thing is we have some people's heads still in the sand. It don't affect me. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And we are so dedicated here. And I will continue to say with the team that we have, they're real. passion and about the business of getting out there. And we got to be very diligent and make sure we educate our community about the facts of voting is power. That's your voice, your choice. Don't let no one take that away, because a lot of stuff has been taken away from us and we still have to fight. But the bottom line is to make sure we educate our Gen Zs, our millennials, and everyone. Everyone got to have facts. All that rah-rah on the news, it don't mean a hill of beans. We got to give people the facts, get them registered to vote. And that's why I say boots on the ground. That's how we get down. And Mr. Tim is somewhere in there. Mr. Tim?
No, he can't get on the line. It's only four lines.
Oh, they're all
taken.
Sorry.
If I say it's only four lines, they're all taken.
But the thing is, Dr. Arwine, is we have got to be out here. This statement, I'm going to say it again, this is not a horse and pony show. This is mule work. Strap it up, get in the field, let's go.
All righty. The next question, Daryl, don't we want to hear about people's highlights? Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. And maybe, Dr. Moore, could you share with us? I mean, there was a lot that went on this Saturday. I mean, we had the League of Women Voters that was out there registering people to vote, and you had, five, six different performers that were doing. We had DJs going on. We had the booth going on. Was there a highlight to one incident that you thought really just sort of lifted it up and you were just like, wow? Dr. Moore, come on off mute, if you would.
Yes, I'm off mute. Sorry, can you repeat the question?
What was that one highlight? Yeah, we can hear you now. What was that one highlight for you that you were just like, wow?
It occurred on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. On Saturday, it was just an exciting time just seeing the people come out, people being so diligent about the importance of this election. And so it was just rejuvenating for us to be able to be out there and be a difference, making a difference in not only Pittsburgh, but in the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The same question for you, Cynthia. What was your highlight? Got to come off the mute.
Yes. Thank you. My highlight was just, again, I believe seeing the numbers of people that came to support our event on Saturday, I was amazed, I was surprised, I was happy. And the highlight for me was meeting Dr. Barbara Arwine. Because I'd had the opportunity on Zoom meetings. However, your team was here, boots on the ground in Pittsburgh, and I was just delighted. So that truly was my highlight, meeting you, Daryl, the young lady worked with you.
Yes.
Pardon me?
Caitlin Arnold. Yes.
Caitlin, yes, thank you. So seriously, you were my highlight. Your team, your entire team was my highlight. Thank you.
All right, and the same question to Miss Yvonne. What was your highlight?
Dr. Arwine and Mr. Daryl and the VIP team, the highlight is the passion of how we come together. We all can walk on different paths. We walk in the same shoes, and I tell people that. And the highlight was to get folks to get their vaccine. Miss Alice Williams, I appreciate her so much. And also looking at how we come together and give the correct information, not misleading information. And Caitlin, awesome job. I am so energetic. And AJ, oh, my goodness, young folks.
Oh, wasn't he amazing?
Yes. And that was my highlight, and how we brought people off the street, and people came in to see what we were doing. But the bottom line is the work that we do it together.
And as we're getting ready to close this segment, how do people get in touch with you, Ms. Rainey?
Okay. How can you get in touch with me? You can go on my Facebook page, or you can email me at YvonneRainey2024@gmail.com. It's better to email me than call me, because I'm busy. But on this note, I would like to just leave with everyone. George Washington Carver. His quote is, education is the key to unlock the golden door of freedom. And the late, great John Lewis said, let's get in good trouble. Your vote, your voice.
Amen. Miss Lorraine, how do people get, what was your highlight and how do people get in touch with you? Miss Lorraine, quickly.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had to get off of mute, but my highlight is just, I'm just piggyback on what you've on and Cynthia said, was your team and working with your team and how they just jumped in and made sure that everything was set up and was put together, you know, that was, and the bus, you know, so that was like the big highlight, the fact that we were all able to, you know, work together as a family and know the importance of what it is that we have to do, what we have to do. So I really enjoyed working with you all, and I want to thank you all for coming to Pittsburgh. And as Yvonne says, get in good trouble. I can be reached at by email at LorraineBCook@gmail.com or 412-758-2056. And again, thank you all.
Yes. And Miss Cynthia, can you tell people how they can get in touch with you, madam?
Yes, ma'am. My email is PHILE burger, like hamburger, at gmail.com. Philly burger. A
that was very
my old home, Philadelphia, and my new home, Pittsburgh. So thank you. Phillyburger at gmail.com. Thank you.
Love it. And also the same question to you, Dr. Judith Moore. How do people get in touch with you, ma'am? Dr. Moore, are you still there? All right. Okay. Thank you. So, Daryl, we want to give a big to all our national audience. These are the people doing the work on the ground in Pittsburgh. We want to say to people throughout Pittsburgh and the surrounding townships, we won't forget about you. We will continue to do work. We can't wait. Reverend Jackson, Jesse Jackson is planning. I hope to be there sometime in the future. So we got a lot to do together, everybody, and we are so proud of VIP. Voting is power, Pittsburgh. Thank you so much, Daryl.
You're absolutely right, Barbara. A big shout out to Voting is Power, as well as the Black Political Experiment Empowerment Project, and Barbara, special shout out to the city of Pittsburgh and
yes!
the workers that came out to set up and break
yes!
down everything. They were just,
woo-hoo!
You know, just outstanding and with regards to their services. Also, shout out to Alex Williams with providing the flu shots and the COVID-19 shots.
Yes,
many people
yes.
were able to get their shots and stuff on. And we can't leave out the League of Women Voters. And most of all, Barbara, we cannot leave out all of the performing artists
yes.
that just, you know, just sang their hearts out, played their hearts out. I think some of it, Barbara, we've put into social
Thank
media
you.
So people can capture some of it. Just an outstanding time. Great job by the entire team that put the Pittsburgh I'll Rise and Vote concert series and activation together, Barbara. Just an outstanding job.
All right.
By everyone.
Well, thanks to all our guests. We can't wait to have you back on the show. Thank you so much. Take good care. Be blessed.
Thank you, Dr. Irwin. But one more thing I want to add.
We got to make room for the other callers.
Uh-huh. The American Fish
yes.
Physicians came out for blood pressure checks and
yes.
asked the doctor. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Take care. Love and bless
you.
Thank
everybody.
You all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow, Daryl. While we're waiting for our next crew of guests to assemble to talk about Maryland, let's just say a quick word of thanks to Chicago. I want to give a heartfelt, loud shout out of love and appreciation to Betty Magnus. of the Rainbow Push Coalition. She organized an incredible votercade on October 3rd, everybody. Why was October 3rd important? It was the first day of voting. One thing we've learned, because Daryl Jones created this incredible concept of votercade,